It's chaos in the Himalayas. The tiny country of Nepal has been gripped by violence. The parliament was on fire. Ministers were thrashed on the streets. The Supreme Court was torched. And the capital of Kathmandu was overrun. This wasn't just a protest. It was a total upheaval. The biggest exit came around noon today. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli announced his resignation. He simply couldn't hang on. Oli had unleashed a crackdown on Monday. It was the worst in Nepal's recent history. 19 protesters were killed, plus at least 100 were injured. And today the backlash was evident. Thousands of protesters hit the streets of Nepal. Oli's own private residence was torched. The Prime Minister had no choice. He announced his resignation later in the day. He said he was quitting to allow a political solution to the crisis. Soon afterwards, an army helicopter was seen over his house. It ferried Oli away from the chaos. To where? Well, nobody knows yet. But what exactly is the root of this crisis and how did it escalate so fast? The trigger was a social media ban. Last week, Kathmandu blocked 26 online platforms, including Instagram and Facebook. In response, thousands of young Nepalese hit the streets. Now, Nepal, as you would know, is a young country. Around 43% of the population is below 40 years of age. So the protesters were largely Gen Z.